For many Indigenous Australians, today marks the 75th anniversary of the fight for Aboriginal rights and recognition. In 1938, a large group of Aboriginal people gathered in Sydney at a protest they called the Day of Mourning. The Indigenous demonstrators demanded full citizen rights and equality. And the protest was the beginning of the organised Aboriginal civil rights movement. Will Ockenden reports.
75 years ago today, Esther Carroll was among a large gathering of Aboriginal people in Sydney.
I was too young to know what it was all about then, and even younger when I found out that was me on the photograph.
The photograph documents the Day of Mourning, a protest in 1938, marking 150 years since European settlement. It was the start of a movement demanding recognition for Aboriginal people, for citizenship and social justice. Esther Carroll was 2.5 years old that day and is now only one of two people in the picture still alive.
Well, when you think of those men who were calling for such civil rights back in 1938 in their 30s and working on it from then, it was not until 1967 that we were counted in the census. So we were nothing until then. We were bunged in with the flora and fauna.
From 1938 onwards, the 26th of January has continued to see organised protests and gatherings of Indigenous people demanding recognition.
The word invasion came about at a later time in life, I think, because we're now learning more that we were invaded. And one of the things that pushes that home to me is that we're not in the Constitution. And until we are written up in the Constitution, we are living our life by white man's law.
One of Esther Carroll's neighbours has a huge Australian flag hanging in their window. The trend to a more overt expression of Australian nationalism is something she says she's noticed.
Wasn't as prominent in years gone by as it is today, and I just think it's competition. I think it is a growth in nationalism. People are capitalising on that. I would rather just go and pitch a tent down on the riverbank or something and enjoy the day there, just boiling the billy, having a good old time and a yahoo or whatever in that way, or getting with family and friends. That's how I'd like to spend it.
Esther Carroll says the Day of Mourning is still as important today as it was 75 years ago.
I listened to a very intelligent Aboriginal man who lives in Melbourne at the moment by the name of Gary Foley. And he was around in those days, in the early days of the 60s, from the fight from the Foundation for Aboriginal Affairs. And he said, 40 years down the track, we're worse off. And I agree with that.
Segment 1.
For many Indigenous Australians, today marks the 75th anniversary of the fight for Aboriginal rights and recognition. In 1938, a large group of Aboriginal people gathered in Sydney at a protest they called the Day of Mourning. The Indigenous demonstrators demanded full citizen rights and equality, and the protest was the beginning of the organised Aboriginal civil rights movement. Will Ockenden reports.
75 years ago today, Esther Carroll was among a large gathering of Aboriginal people in Sydney.
I was too young to know what it was all about then, and even younger when I found out that was me on the photograph.
Segment 2.
The photograph documents the Day of Mourning, a protest in 1938, marking 150 years since European settlement. It was the start of a movement demanding recognition for Aboriginal people, for citizenship and social justice. Esther Carroll was 2.5 years old that day and is now only one of two people in the picture still alive.
Well, when you think of those men who were calling for such civil rights back in 1938 in their 30s and working on it from then, it was not until 1967 that we were counted in the census. So we were nothing until then. We were bunged in with the flora and fauna.
Segment 3.
From 1938 onwards, the 26th of January has continued to see organised protests and gatherings of Indigenous people demanding recognition.
The word invasion came about at a later time in life, I think, because we're now learning more that we were invaded. And one of the things that pushes that home to me is that we're not in the Constitution. And until we are written up in the Constitution, we are living our life by white man's law.
One of Esther Carroll's neighbours has a huge Australian flag hanging in their window. The trend to a more overt expression of Australian nationalism is something she says she's noticed.
Wasn't as prominent in years gone by as it is today, and I just think it's competition. I think it is a growth in nationalism. People are capitalising on that.
Segment 4.
I would rather just go and pitch a tent down on the riverbank or something and enjoy the day there, just boiling the billy, having a good old time and a yahoo, whatever, that way, or getting with family and friends. That's how I'd like to spend it.
Esther Carroll says the day of mourning is still as important today as it was 75 years ago.
I listened to a very intelligent Aboriginal man who lives in Melbourne at the moment by the name of Gary Foley. And he was around in those days, in the early days of the 60s, from the fight from the Foundation for Aboriginal Affairs. And he said 40 years down the track, we're worse off. And I agree with that.